Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Motivational speaker, author, strength and conditioning specialist to celebrities. It's Jay Cardiello and the Jay Cardiello Show.
Making healthy food choices, whether vacationing, traveling on the road, a business venture, or whether you're just a truck driver traveling across country. It's hard. You pull up into these rest stops and you're saying, what is healthy on the menu? To help us, to give us the education of making these healthy choices, joining me today is Teriyaki Madness franchise owner Tim Johnson. Tim, how are you today?
I'm great.
Tim, thank you so much for joining us. Some of the things that are so hard to find. We go to these different kinds of restaurants on the road. We go to these gas station stops. It is so hard to find something healthy on the menu. When we're walking into a restaurant and it's like stepping into a nutritional minefield, Tim, how does one make a healthy choice when traveling? Where do we start?
Well, I think you should start by at least understanding what's your healthy part of your core. And what I mean by that is I like to find healthy proteins. So I typically look for chicken and fish to start. If you start there, that's a great place to start. Then it's really just making sure that you have the right concept in terms of what ingredients they use in their food.
Okay, now, Tim, in terms of, say we're stopping at a gas station rest stop, and you're bombarded, as I said, they're like nutritional minefields. You have the soda, you have the candy, and they always put it, and it looks so good right at the counter. I know water is very important, and if you've listened to my segments, I always preach half your body weight an ounce of water should be taken in. And while you're driving, you should pull over and at every rest stop and just walk around for 5 seconds just to get your circulation flowing. What are you finding that are the biggest pitfalls that you hear about or that you may experience or seen that people make when traveling? I know we talked about the candy and the soda, but are there others?
Well, anything that's going to have tons of sugar in it, it's going to be bad for you. And typically the things that taste great, often that we think about are the things that have a lot of the ingredients that you really don't want in your food. And so I really like to look for things that that give me the nice pure, what I call pure protein, the lean protein.
Are there any ones besides chicken? Say there's no chicken on the menu. We walk into a store and it's just all steak, it's all fish. Are there any kind of proteins that come to mind that you feel, because protein is very important, it's going to help boost our metabolism. Are there any other proteins on the menu that you can tell listeners, hey, there's no chicken, what else can I reach for?
Well, I would definitely, I like to start with fish. So I'm a big eater of fish, particularly grilled fish. That's really the best protein that you can eat. So I would have fish high on that list.
Along with the fish, you know, salmon is very healthy. It's high in the omega-3s. It's full of DHAs. It's very powerful. What do you find if people are looking at a fast food menu and you see you're bombarded and they have all the fried fish and the French fries? When we're looking at the fast food menus, besides the proteins, what should we choose in terms of carbs and fats? They're all over the place, especially these saturated fats. Any choices on carbs or fats that you may feel are actually good for us if we're in, say, a fast food restaurant?
Well, if you have a selection of rice, I would say definitely start with the brown rice if you just got to have rice, as opposed to the white rice. The brown rice is just going to be much better for you. And more times than not, and I was one that thought this way, I would typically get the white rice, but I've come to realize that you really want to start with the brown rice.
And in terms of fats or carbs, any of the ones that you may choose that, you know, say a sweet potato over a baked potato, do you have any options that either at your restaurant or ones if you may have seen when you were traveling that can really fill up nutritiously and healthy as opposed to reaching in something sort of like unsaturated fat that's really not healthy in terms of carbs?
Well, I like the sweet potato. I think sweet potato is something that you typically don't necessarily think about ordering at a restaurant. But quite often, even if the restaurant doesn't have sweet potatoes per se, but if they have something that's a derivative of the sweet potato as a side dish, quite often they'll bake a sweet potato for you. And that's pretty awesome.
It's so true. Sweet potatoes and baked potatoes, we're so given the option so many times. It is a better choice to make that sweet potato. Now, tell me, you are one of the franchise owners for Teriyaki Badness, and I've heard a lot about this, and if you're traveling out there, you have to go visit this restaurant. Tell me, if I'm going into your restaurant and I want to see what's healthy on the menu, I got the whole family with me, what would you recommend?
Well, kids tend to like the teriyaki chicken, so that's definitely a great start. As I mentioned before, I'm a big fish eater, so I like the salmon, the teriyaki salmon. I like to get it on vegetables, and then sometimes I'll eat it on brown rice as well. So you get your protein, and with the brown rice, you got your carbs. And and one of the things that, particularly for kids that are active playing sports, it's one of the reasons why I got into business. My daughter, she traveled a lot with soccer and basketball, and we travel to different states, and we've always tried to find lean meats to eat. So we typically look for the chicken, we typically look for the fish, and what I've come to realize is look for those things as well, but also look for vegetables and the brown rice.
Tell us, how many years did you travel with your daughter? Because that's very interesting, because a lot of parents listen to our shows, and they're traveling, say, with the travel teams, the cheerleading teams, the soccer teams. There's a plethora of travel teams out there right now. If I'm heading to a game or coming home from a game, what did you recommend not only for your daughter and yourself, but what could you recommend for parents out there if they're stopping at a restaurant, a convenience store on the road?
Well, I would say, particularly if you were like we were, between soccer games, you have to really think about what you want your kid to eat. I always wanted protein because protein is good for muscle buildup, but you got to have some carbs. And so we typically look for the brown rice. So a nice lean protein, whether it's the chicken or the fish, and some rice, is great in between games. It's not too heavy, but it's filling enough so that you get what you want in the body, which is some nice, good protein and some light carbs.
It's so true. So it's always replenishing the body. One of the big things that I talk a lot about on this show, Tim, is that sitting has become the new smoking. It's so irritating not only the body but on a circulatory system. We don't realize, Tim, when we're driving so much, we're actually decreasing the nutrients and the oxygen that's going around the body. And what happens is that we start to get fatigue. We lose energy, and then what we want is carbs. We want the sugar. And as you pointedly mentioned earlier, that's what we're reaching for when we're going into these convenience stores, especially if you're in between, you got the kids and you're heading out to the soccer game. So I always tell people, if you're traveling, say you're traveling an hour, 2 hours, what you need to do is always pull over to the side of the road and just walk around at every rest stop. Tim, when you were traveling, what is the furthest you ever traveled to drive your daughter all the way to soccer? And what did you find was the biggest pitfall or nutritional minefield on the road with yourself or your daughter?
Well, we struggled with finding something that would give us the protein and the carbs, but not be loaded up with a bunch of stuff that's not good for you. In fact, we lived in Austin, and with our soccer club, we would go to San Antonio, and we would end up driving 45 minutes to go get something. And then finally, we got to the point where we just start packing chicken and rice and taking it with us so that between meals, the whole team, we would eat the chicken and the rice so that they got just the right carbs and the lean protein before the next game. And then afterwards, we would indulge in maybe some of the other stuff. But we didn't want our kids cramping, but we also wanted our kids to have all the nutrients that they needed to play the best game possible. And I can't underestimate how much what you put in your body impacts your performance on the field. I've seen it.
It's so true. And it's not any performance on the field. Tim, where can we find out more about you if we want to find out some healthy tips or just find out more about your restaurant?
Well, you can definitely go to teriyakimadness.com. That's a great place to start in terms of the Teriyaki Madness concept. We're going to be opening a location in Frisco and in Louisville, Texas, in the North Texas area, and with other locations to come.
Tim, it's always a pleasure. And guys, if you're traveling on the road, make sure you stay hydrated, get out, and also to make healthy choices. To learn more about how to make healthy choices when traveling, you can always go to my radio show page at radiomd.com. Until next time, I'm Jay Cardiello, sharing my wellness strategies for helping you get off the scale right here on Radio MD. Stay well.